Gerald, Gerald, Mills, Mills, Sr., 4955. 70-year-old gentleman, wheelchair bound, pretty much because of severe knee pain, hip pain, severe arthritis. Also burned to his feet, which has caused severe pain and affects his ambulation greatly, period. He doesn't smoke. He does drink from time to time. Lives with a provider. He's alone. Used to sell 18-wheeler tires. He's widowed. Has two grown children. Only medical problems he has is hypertension, no stroke, no myocardial infarction, hospitalization. And the last hospitalization was years and years ago with the left shoulder surgery. Left shoulder surgery, allergy, non-immunization, doesn't believe in immunization. Was in the emergency room because of pain in his lower leg previously, not too long ago. Family history, mom died of diabetes, heart disease, peripheral vascular disease. Medication, lisinopril, 10 milligram once a day, tramadol, 50 milligram a day. Furthermore, I want to say, So, let's see. He also had a burn to his feet, which has caused him great amount of pain, most likely because of neuropathy, and has a hard time walking. Can't stand for a very long time. Has a roller to help him walk, but mostly he's in the chair, period. An exam, 99%, 85 pulse, 136 over 61. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash, there's deformity and pain, deformity and burn to the feet bilaterally. Put an exam, it's a 70-year-old gentleman in no acute distress. Assessment, 70-year-old man with DJD, hypertension controlled, and chronic pain to his feet, related to neuropathy and chronic and burn. Period. New paragraph, patient would benefit from an evaluation by pain management for better pain medication than tramadol. Also would benefit from either Lyrica or Neurontin for neuropathy. This was all referred to his primary care physician. None was prescribed, and I explained to him that he doesn't have any needs for hospice or palliative care at this time. Thank you.